good morning.
It is a Tuesday morning, September 11th. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let me start with Shana Tova to you and all our Jewish listeners.
Well, thank you very much, David, and to everybody. This is a very important time of year. We said it yesterday, and we say it again. It never hurts for each of us to look inside ourselves and to sort of say, okay, what's good? What can we make better?
And because it is September 11th, there'll be remembrances, of course. President Trump will be in Pennsylvania. There are remembrances in New York City where the governor and lieutenant governor will be and other public officials. But the issue of terrorism and fear and, of course, the politics of fear.
You know, David, you're exactly right. I have to tell you, every one of us, this is one of those events, the death of Kennedy, if you were alive, you know, 9/11, terrorism, it's the kind of thing you remember for the rest of your life, no question. We were in Capri, we were coming back on a ferry boat. It was a long scheduled vacation, which ended real quickly. We were in Italy, and I'll never forget it because there was a German tourist with a cell phone sitting next to me who kept pointing excitedly at his cell phone. And he said, planes crash. And I thought, well, you know, two little planes may have crashed over there. And of course, nobody knew. It was the end of a certain kind of innocence that this country has, because it'll never be the same again. And think of all of those lives that got lost at that point. And every one of those could have been us, and we all know it. So terrorism is something that is omnipresent. You see an attack in France yesterday where a guy in a knife, with a knife, goes and starts to stab people. Whether it was terroristic or not, we don't know. But I can tell you this. This is a new age, and it can happen anywhere. We were walking on 42nd Street in New York the other day. In the evening, we had seen a play, and I turned around to Roselle and said, I don't want to be here. You know, where there's a crowd, there's always the possibility some person would do something really despicable. So we all have to sort of think about what this means and what we can do to make it all better.
The fact that this is the anniversary of September 11th also means that the primary in New York State has been moved to Thursday. And not only that issue, but now we're seeing a couple of what may be called gaffes from the governor himself, Andrew Cuomo. Headline in the Times, ahead of primary, Cuomo administration's offered sweeteners to get the bridge open. That's the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. Certainly the polls show him up, not down.
No, there's no question about it. He's way ahead in the polls. One wonders why he does certain things or the people around him do certain things. This is a time when you're leading in the polls, you really ought to be behaving yourself better than any other time. So all of a sudden we see a Democratic organization sending out a despicable mailer to Jewish groups about how Cynthia Nixon is anti-Semitic. Nothing could be further from the truth. We discussed this yesterday. She herself goes to synagogue. Her children are being raised Jewish. One wonders. Dick Nixon covers up the White House mess. One wonders why those burglars were going into the Watergate at a time when everybody knew Nixon was going to win the election. Here's Cuomo way ahead, and things like this happen. The anxiety about getting the Mario M. Cuomo bridge opened is palpable with Cuomo, and he's doing things which we really wonder about. The New York Times really castigates him for the anti-Semitic thing. They said, we endorsed him because of his potential. Well, his potential is one thing, and what he's doing right now is another. And by the way, David, you know, the polling on the attorney general's race is very close. Sean Patrick Maloney is doing extraordinarily well. And Zephyr Teachout is saying that if she is elected, she's going to investigate Cuomo.
You're seeing the Carolinas evacuated, 1 million people, Hurricane Florence, which looks to be one of the most intense storms we've seen in a while,
which scientists say is one of the results of global warming.
And, of course, a headline in the Times and other papers today about the Trump administration wanting to make it easier to release methane into the air, which we know raises the temperature of the earth.
Well, the methane thing is, of course, just one more disgrace in Trump's assault on our environment. And as I have said so many times, he has children and his children have children and he has to look in a mirror. And what in heck could he be doing? This is just nothing but a disgrace. You don't have to absolutely believe in every part of it. I do, but he doesn't. But when you take a chance like this with everybody's lives and where we're going, it's just nothing short of disgraceful. His numbers are going down in the polls, David. The independent voters are saying this isn't right. And the Republicans are still there in the 80% area. You know, when you're appointing the right Supreme Court judges according to them, and when you're reforming the judiciary to have a more conservative slant, and when your greed is just out there and the rich are getting richer. They like it. But the independents don't. The Democrats hate it, of course. And the elections are on their way. The New York Times has real-time polling that they do with our own Siena College Institute, and you check it every day, and it shows you real-time what their polling are doing in the competitive congressional districts around the country. And one of the things you see is everybody's talking about a Democratic sweep. That ain't going to happen. There is, of course, the very strong possibility that they'll take the Congress, the Democrats, but, you know, there are an awful lot of gerrymandered districts are going to stay just as they are.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, as always, great to talk to you again. Shana Tova.
And again, thank you for being here, David. And again, when you're not here, we miss you, even though everybody else does a great job. You're the best.
Thank you.